Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
You're listening to Laid Bear.
Charlotte, I'm masturbating. I told you I'd be doing that all day today.
Hey guys, and welcome to Laid Bear, your joints with me, your host, Oloni.
I'm your favourite homegirl, Nikki.
And welcome to Laid Bear. Woo-hoo! Woo, woo, woo. The live show is in a couple weeks. Live show.
It's really round the corner, you know.
Live show.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
What are you going to wear?
I don't know. I haven't got an outfit yet.
I have no idea.
And my makeup artist has told me that she's not even going to be in town. I'm just
no.
Why are you dropping this on
Who's
me?
Who's this Flo?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Even Nikki be knowing who my makeup
artist is. No, because Flo be your right hand.
She does.
She really is your right hand.
My hair man. Flo.
No.
She's
because people are asking me, I said look nice. It's Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
I don't know what I'm going to wear yet.
So you can post your story, you know.
Exactly. Do those thirst traps. That man that didn't come with you, make him jealous.
Exactly.
Because you're going to come and meet somebody else.
Exactly. That's right. Exactly. It's true. But I realised when I was editing the last show that I didn't even ask when was the last time you got laid.
I clocked that afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, I clocked that afterwards.
When was the last time your pussy got ate?
This was like Christmas.
Ooh!
Yeah, that Christmas period was...
So Jesus was in a manger and you were bending over.
Do you know what? Yeah, that's very foul because I'm fasting at the moment.
I'm just saying what it was.
He said Jesus was in a manger.
And then, you were bending over.
Was that? But yeah, I was bent over. I'm mad. It was. This is why I said, so you see last week when I was like, I'm not spinning the block again. I was just like, there was nothing wrong, but I just don't want to go back there.
No, that's
to that person again.
I just don't want to go to that person.
But then, there was somebody else also.
Ooh.
That spin the block. I enjoy that.
Okay.
Yeah, but the other one, it was good though.
Yeah.
I can't lie. I woke up in shame the next morning. I was so, oh my God, I was so drunk, guys. Guys, Hennessy around Christmas time.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Really?
No, you see that Christmas period?
Yeah.
Oh my, me and Hennessy. Listen, in fact, people come and sponsor the live show. I've said your name 3 times in one sentence.
Yeah.
Come and sponsor us.
I know, that's right.
Okay. But yeah, that was the last time. And it was good enough, but yeah. I need a break.
I hear you. Mine was just before Christmas, actually. Mine was just before Christmas. Yeah. It was fun. It was nice. I'm trying to think if there was anything. I think relationship sex is just very... I need to learn to start experimenting. I'd like to experiment more. That is going to be my future plans. My future plans for the future. To experiment sexually.
Okay.
Yeah. I might just get a dildo pop my ass or something. No, I'm joking. I am joking. I think the last time I ever tried, like, anal, mm-hmm. I just said, "What? This isn't. I wasn't destined for this."
Do you know what?
I wasn't destined for anal. I wasn't destined to eat ass. I saw a tweet over here on my way here.
You just don't like buttholes.
I don't like buttholes.
That's what it sounds like. You don't like buttholes.
I don't like what's being done. I don't mind what's being done to my butthole with your tongue, but I'll try and put your penis inside it.
So you're selfish with buttholes. You don't like buttholes, but selfish with buttholes.
I'm not that selfish because if I don't mind your mouth being there... Is that really selfish?
Yeah, because that's for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about him?
What? There's a vagina. If you can't make do with a vagina, I don't know what to
say. Do you know what I thought you were going to say? I thought you were going to bring up the orgasm gap.
No, not this time.
Okay, I thought you were going to say that.
Go get the big O on Amazon right now, on sale. But yes, and come to the live show. Grab your tickets. Hashtag Labour Podcast, Labour
Live. And be educated.
Yes, but... Honestly, I just don't, it's just not for me. But I love listening to other people's stories. I just think for me, no. And I always say this, know what your sexual capacity is. What is your sexual capacity? Mine is not going past anal. Will I probably try it again? Maybe.
That's actually a really good question, you know, because I'm trying to think.
You tried anal, right?
I've tried it, but it was like, I didn't have like full sex in anal. Does that make sense? It was like, he was trying to get in there, but it was hella tight.
Yeah.
And all I felt was pressure. There was no pleasure. Of course,
did
it was uncomfortable.
Lube?
No, there was no lube. There was no lube.
You can't just rub it in.
Yeah. And then it just felt like a lot of pressure. That,
yes.
And it was really uncomfortable.
It would.
And it was about to ruin the moment. So I just said, listen, no. Please, let's just give up.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. So and I've never tried it again.
You're supposed to prep. You are supposed to do a lot of things before. You're supposed to clean out that booty hole. Because last time I did, I was on the toilet for like 2 hours. Everything came out. It flushed all that, like every little drop of dookie.
What's that thing that they do? Is it
enema?
Yeah, I was gonna say a colonic. Is it a colonic?
I don't know what that is.
When you get the tube and it cleans out your.
I just know I had an enema. Is it enema or anema? I think it's enema.
One of them. They know what we're talking about.
Yeah,
yeah.
Cleans me out, flushed me out. I said never again. I said, never again am I going to do this. But guys, I want to know about your anal stories. Give us some anal tips if you have any, especially if you're like a gay man, you know, if you're a bottom and you have any tips for us, give us some when it comes to prepping. But you definitely need to prep. You know, if I was to ever do it again, I mean, I tried to prep last time. Mm-hmm. I was just too flushed out after being flushed out that I said, don't touch me. Just stay away. But other times I've tried it, even with a little bit of prepping, with a bit of lube, I've just said, it's not really, I don't really enjoy it, like, you know.
But other than that, that whole thing, well, my failed anal stage, but then fingers, tongue, I don't mind. I've never had like a toy there or anything. Yeah. But
toys, I don't mind. You can like use like a small vibrator.
Yeah.
Thing is, with vibrators, people think that they're supposed to go inside your vagina or inside your like your anus.
Yeah.
They're just supposed to go around it. You are not supposed to stuff it all the way. Yeah. You're not supposed to insert it all the way. That's how people end up in A&E. Anyway, now that we've done the when did you get laid last question, I was asking a question on Twitter not too long ago. You know me, I be on Twitter, I be on the tweets. Not for too long, though. I'm thinking that I'm going to be coming off Twitter very soon, you know? Yeah, I know.
Don't let the people down.
Let me let the people down.
Listen.
I feel like I have been on... The thing is, you need to understand this. I am 33. Mm. I have been on Twitter since I was 18. And I just think it's just time for me to be like, you know what? I will come and go from time to time, but I'm just like, bruh, maybe... I feel like I've completed Twitter. I always say this to my friends every time I talk about leaving, because I do talk about leaving all the time with them, but I feel like I've completed Twitter. Mm. I'm just like, there's other social media platforms that I kind of want to conquer and I want to learn to be better at and probably put more of my attention to, like Instagram and maybe even Threads, because I feel like Threads is a bit different from Twitter as well.
Yeah, I've never used it.
You haven't?
No,
yeah,
I haven't
yeah, yeah.
It.
No, you should try it out.
Okay.
But anyway, back to the tweet. Before I do go, is what's a very small sign that tells you someone isn't a girl's girl? And a lot of these tweets revolved around man. I can't lie.
Yeah.
So the tweets that I got were, and I want you to think of yours as well, what your answer would be. But some of the answers I got were, I don't owe her any loyalty type chicks. We have playing the victim whilst indirectly inciting hate onto others, being mean for no reason. I said, what are the small signs? These are big signs.
These are
guys.
Big,
These
yeah.
These are very big signs, okay? Calling women bitches, hunts, hoes, but calling men men. Yeah.
Okay.
It depends. I feel
I hear
like
that.
Context. I feel like context. Someone said if their name is Lato, leave Lato alone.
Leave her alone.
Anyway, let me just. I don't want to get dragged now. They use females. Yeah, I hate the term females as well. I don't really like the term females. What else did we get? Hating on a female. Well, this person said female. Hating on a female idol unprovoked. Who's a female idol?
Maybe like a Beyonce or something.
Okay. I do, yeah. Well, I can't
that's
lie. Anyone that doesn't
that's
like anyone that
mind.
Doesn't like Beyonce does make me feel a bit funny. I'm just like, wow, what's there not to
I
like?
Stopped talking to a guy for that, you know.
Yeah,
he said Beyonce is overrated. And
your
like,
mother is overrated.
Oh no,
she could have spat or swallow, and she chose to conceive. How dumber can it get? Keep Beyonce out your mouth.
Yeah. No, and it was very early talky stages, and I wasn't too sure about him anyway. When he said it, I said goodbye.
Oh, he was never trying
and
to get
I said,
your
any reason,
because,
goodbye.
What the hell?
Goodbye.
What the hell? Okay, now I want to ask you, have you ever done anything that's not very girl's girl? Have you ever done anything that's not very girl's girl? I think I have.
I think I have.
But the thing is, when I look back, I'm happy that I didn't, because the girl turned out to be a bitch. But at the time, it was just very uncomfortable. I hadn't seen this girl in years. Like, I'm talking years. And she was just talking, like, with full blown, like, just talking. And I wanted to tell her, but I was just like, wow, you're really enjoying the sound of your own voice over this loud-ass music. Like, how do I tell you? How do I tell you that you have lipstick on your teeth?
Oh, hell.
It was just very uncomfortable, and it was red as well.
It was red.
And I was just like, oh gosh. Like, I don't know. I'll be very honest. There's some interactions that make me uncomfortable. It's not because I don't want to tell you.
Right.
I'm just like, oh, this makes me feel uncomfortable. Or I will want the floor to swallow me at that time.
Okay.
And I think it's weird that I felt that way, because I feel like now I could easily tell someone, oh babe, you've got a bit of lipstick on your teeth.
I'll be like, look at me. I'll be like,
Yeah, exactly. Like, that could have been done. Yeah. But I don't know what the situation was. I don't know if I was drunk, if it was anxiety or whatever it was, if I was uncomfortable, if she just wouldn't stop talking, so I didn't have a chance to like be like, babe. But
I'm trying to think for me.
But years later, she did something really weird for no reason. Still haven't spoken to her in years. And I said, I'm so glad I never told you had lipstick on your tooth, stupid bitch. Served you right.
I didn't think it was going to end like that. That is funny.
Blocked her on socials. So I was just like, this is so weird. Like, I hadn't done anything to her. She was just saying my name for no reason. Like, causing a ruckus. And I was just like, you're so weird. Like, we actually know each other. But it's calm, because I never told you had lipstick on your tooth back then. So you can get a block and make lipstick continue to be on your teeth all the days of your life.
Aloni, you clip that. That is funny. No, because I'm trying to think. Anything around my wood that I could think of that of someone else doing is probably related to man.
Yeah.
Because it's been done to me. Because you see this jail story that since last year I still have not told.
Oh, yes.
It was part of that jail story as well. But then for me, I don't know if I've done anything.
Yeah.
Maybe I have done to someone and they've never let me know.
Yeah.
But actually, there's one thing here, but I can't, like, that's going to my grave.
You're not going to tell us? Well, you fucked someone that you shouldn't have fucked.
Yeah,
I mean, we all done that.
And yeah, it's a little bit mad.
It's a bit bad.
No.
Was the girl really close to you? Nicky! Was it good though?
It was potentially the best sex I've ever had.
Oh, sometimes it usually is. Honestly. I've been there.
Anyway, listen, my fasting and prayer. I've only got 4 more days, guys. I've been doing so well. And these are some of the sins I'm repenting. So, God.
I will not fuck someone else's man.
I will never do it.
But to be fair, my situation, it wasn't that was her man.
Okay.
It was more like, he was for everyone. Mm. And it was my turn. Mm. I wanted to jump the ride. I'm just like, I'm seeing everyone's like, wee. I'm like, I wanna see what the fun and excitement's about. So,
but
I climbed it.
I climbed it. No, but I have got with somebody knowing that they have a girlfriend, yeah. But the girlfriend wasn't in this country.
Oh, really?
So to me, and I actually told him, I don't think she's your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Because you're outside. Because I knew he was doing stuff with other girls at the time. I just didn't mind being one of them.
They do that, yeah.
Because I weren't looking for nothing serious.
Yeah.
It was just like, hee-hee-ha-ha.
Hee-hee-ha-ha.
And that's as close as I can think of.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Other, like, small stuff, like girls, I'm just like, I can't. I was trying to think on my way here, and that was what came to mind. But I want to know, guys, what have you done? Because everyone's going to act like they're perfect. You are not.
No, we're not.
You are not. You are just lucky that you do not have a camera following you around 24/7 and it's not on the big screen, okay? Because I'm sure we have all done something that is probably like off girl codes. Do you know what I mean? And I see your stories all the time. You DM me, so I know you have. Like, you guys DM me all the time about, you know, girls who have fucked you over, and those girls must exist, and, you know.
Yeah.
Let us know. Like, DM me. I want to know, what is the most girls thing you have ever done?
Like,
to a friend? Or she might not even be a friend, an acquaintance.
Could be your colleague.
Could be your colleague.
Yeah.
Be an acquaintance. Could be someone you don't even know. Go on.
I just remembered, I did this on purpose to one girl I used to work with.
Yeah.
Because, so there was two people where I used to work. guys, it's not my current place of business because people are very in my business about my job, you know.
Yeah.
I've heard people asking, leave me alone. Yeah. So yeah, this girl, like, we weren't like friends, but the whole team, it was a very big team. Everyone was really cool. All of a sudden, she's moving really weird with me, and I'm like, what the hell's your problem?
Mm.
I ignored her because, again, I just see you at work.
Yeah.
So there was a guy that used to work in the same office as me, and he was lovely. Me and him, like, I used to joke and do the work husband thing, but it was literally at work. I don't talk to you outside of work. He would try and message me, but listen, please, I see you Monday to Friday.
Yeah.
And then there was one time he came and sat next to me, one team meeting, this girl is screwing me. I said, what's going on?
Yeah.
Not knowing that they're sleeping with each other.
Oh.
I didn't know. So when I found out and I knew that was why she was screwing me, oh, I laid it on thick. I would be rubbing him. I'd be like, come, let's go for lunch. This we don't do it. I'll drive. Like,
oh,
we'll drive out somewhere, out of the area.
She was to go for lunch. Enemy.
Yes. And she hated it. Oh, even when I went back to visit that job after I'd left here, I'd look at her and be like,
Yeah, oh my God.
Oh, he dumped her afterwards.
Oh, then he dumped her.
Oh, he dumped her, like, for another reason. Had nothing to do.
Yeah, of course. I hope not. Yeah, oh Lord.
Yeah, because I did think they argued about me. So good.
Having a crush on your colleague is interesting, though, isn't it?
Have I ever had a crush on a colleague?
I had a crush on a colleague once. It was my last 9 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
But he worked in the American office. What's it with me and Americans?
It's true. It's true. Listen, anyway, 7 billion people in the world, that's your preference. It's fine.
It's not even that that was a preference. It's just, he was, I don't know, he kind of reminded me, actually, of, do you remember the TV show, obviously, Girlfriends? Do you remember Maya's, we spoke about Darnell last episode, actually. Darnell.
Yeah.
Kind of looked like him.
Oh,
and
oh,
I was
cute.
Just like, yes.
And he's aged very well, that man.
Oh, he has.
He has aged very well.
And I was just like, I know if I didn't work here, like, I would just, you know. But I said, you can't, like, do not ever, 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 you know, shit where you eat. So
yeah.
I was just like, okay, you have to behave yourself. But it's always interesting because I wonder, like, if I'd stayed there longer. But he always came and went anyway.
Okay.
He had bare baby mums as well.
Oh, so, hell.
Yeah, I know. And bare kids too. I was just like, what is it with you lot and having bare kids and bare baby mums? Like,
absolutely
kill you to put on a condom?
Listen.
Probably.
Well, when I was doing, like, more music work stuff, I was... anyway.
Child.
I was just like, yeah, do you know what?
Yeah. No.
Before people start connecting... this ain't connect for.
Listen. Anyway, let's go to sexting. I feel like last week we spoke a lot about how to initiate sex.
Mm-hmm.
We spoke a lot about after sex as well. Mm-hmm. Now I want to get into sexting because I feel like a lot of girls do not know how to dirty talk or sext.
Okay.
So do you have any tips for sexting?
For me, I would do you know where I do most of my sexting? I do most of it on Snapchat.
Really?
I do most of it on Snapchat. So like if I'm like... well, when I was trying to get, like, attention off of somebody or some people, I would, like, post certain things. And when we start talking, I'll do, like, you know, the devil emoji. I'd be like, oh, how you doing with the devil emoji or, like, the tongue emoji. You see the drool emoji. Yeah. I just use a lot of emojis. Or if I was really going there and I was really comfortable with that person and if, I sent a nude, I would do it on Snapchat, but send it as a snap and you use the fast forward filter.
Ooh.
They will come back and you continue talking.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I never use Snapchat, you know?
You actually don't.
I don't
use
it.
Yeah, you don't.
I don't know how to use it. I'm just like, what am I supposed to do? Like, not that what am I supposed to do. I mean, when I did use it a little bit when I was just a wee bit younger, it was usually when I was talking to, obviously, Lynx. And they would hate that I would save the conversation. I'd press save. Like, the, you know, you go to the side and you save it.
You just brought up something very important when you were 16. Because
what's wrong with that? How do they know, by the way? How do they know you're saving it, by the way?
Because when it comes up in the chat, it comes up as grey. So, like, whatever paragraph, sentence or word, it will be in grey and it will say saved.
Well, it will say saved on their side.
Yeah, it will say saved on their side.
I sound like such a millennial, sorry.
Like, I remember when me and some guy were talking, he had written something really long and I only saved it just so I could come back to it because I was in the middle of doing something and I didn't realise it was so long.
Yeah.
The next message, so why are you saving it for? Huh? Calm down. Because you know that's where men go to cheat, Snapchat.
Of course, Snapchat.
So that's where the best sexting takes place because that's where you can go and be a creep. Whether you're a man, woman, whatever you're doing, that's where you can creep is on Snapchat.
I'm telling you. No, it's true.
That's why when guys ask me for my Snap, I'm like,
Why?
I looked at you like with a serious eye. You're looking at me with a joke man eye in return. So you're only asking me for Snapchat? Absolutely not.
Go away.
Yeah, you can save it. That's why you see guys when you send nudes. Send it as a snap, not something you've already got your camera roll, because they can save that.
Really?
Yes, and that would be pure incrimination.
But I just feel like I'd be so scared. I don't think I could ever do nudes on. I've had nudes sent to me.
Yeah, actually, no,
I do send nudes. I have. I just send my tits, no face. I'll just send my tits.
Hold on a second. You see some of you quickly.
Go on.
Some of you baby dads, yeah, that send that are laying next to your child's mothers, yeah, and you send nudes on iMessage. Do you know I can save it?
Do you know the way they do that?
Nikki, what the hell?
What is going on in
my
your world?
My camera roll? It's from iMessage.
It's iMessage.
You lot are brave.
Really?
You lot are brave on iMessage.
Really?
Some of them have even upgraded. There'll be certain ones that have sent me nudes before and I've saved it on iMessage, right? And I can't, like, I do ask if I can save. I don't just do the creepy shit.
Yeah.
They've now moved to WhatsApp. You see where you can view the message once?
Yeah.
I'm like, I see you. That's when I know they've got a girlfriend or they're doing a thing with someone.
Yeah.
It's because you've moved it from, oh, I can save it, to view us.
Oh, wow.
Right, cool.
Wow.
Guys, listen.
I don't know how people don't
there's
shake, you
techniques
know.
To this game.
I don't know how people don't shake. Wow. No. I think, yeah, I've had a couple nudes sent to me prior, before. I remember, even the guy who sent it to me, I was even shocked that he sent it to me because I thought he was a very serious person. So when his dick was hanging out, I said, wow. So you're a hoe. This is how you are. You know how like guys be judging women when they do anything.
Yeah.
Like if a girl likes to go to a party, she's a hoe. Uh-huh. If a girl breathes, she's a hoe. If a girl has more than 2 ex boyfriends, she's a hoe.
So you got more than 2K followers. Oh,
hoe.
She's out there.
She's
are you
hoe.
Crazy?
Yeah. But I can't lie. When I saw him with his dick, I just thought, I thought you're a serious person. So you mean you stood there? Who took this photo? How?
No, but then
you're a serious person with serious job, like to the point
wait,
that
a serious
he's
job?
So, yeah, he's so stiff. Like when me and him talk, sometimes he's too serious. So when he sent me this photo, I was just like,
this is a bit different.
Like, you know, you're just like,
yeah,
this is not who I thought you were.
You know, there's like an etiquette to it as well, like to sexting. Obviously, I feel like nudes is part of sexting.
Yeah,
like. There was this one guy, I used to see him on my way to work. This was years ago. I used to work far place somewhere.
Yeah.
Not even bait him.
Yeah.
So he always used to see me and always used to say good morning because he worked in the same area. I was like, oh, you're such a gentleman.
Yeah.
So one day we got on the same train. He got my number and I'm thinking, I can't lie, he's kind of a nice guy. Why not?
Yeah.
One day, so we've been talking on the phone for a couple of days, WhatsApping. And then one day I see, hi. My response, hey, how are you? The response back, penis. Oloni?
He sent his dick.
Out of the blue.
His dick?
And remember I said, this is a gentleman. He says his good morning every morning.
That's not a gentleman.
He's always on time for work.
That's not a gentleman.
And when he was working, you have to be a hard worker to work there. You see? And then when I saw a raw penis, and I looked at it, I said, eh?
Wait, was it nice though?
It was humongous.
Really?
And I could not believe it because he was really tall. I want to say he's probably like 6'4", 6'5", but he was very slim.
Ooh.
So I didn't expect to see that on that. Listen, when I saw it...
We don't encourage this, though.
Guys,
keep your dick to yourself.
Keep your penis to yourself. Because that was unsolicited.
It was unsolicited.
Because we hadn't been talking like that for it to get there.
Okay, did you smash?
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
Because I was scared of his dick. It was so big.
Though.
I don't understand.
Is he all there?
I said, excuse me. He was like, Nikki, I just want you to come and sit on this. From where?
What the hell?
I didn't know if I wanted to. I was traumatized. I was like, what? We stopped talking. I had to stop talking to him.
Yeah.
And the thing is, funny enough, I never saw him again. Maybe when he saw me going to work, he avoided me.
Probably.
Because I used to see him every morning, Monday to Friday.
And then you just stopped seeing
him. And would walk the same direction. And his work was before mine. So he would go in. I'd be like, bye, have a nice day. And I'll continue.
Was he handsome?
He was cute. He was Eritrean.
Oh.
That was the first time I ever met anyone from Eritrea.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And he was really cute. Like, he had really nice eyes. He had really nice features.
Why did he need to do that? Like, I can't lie, though. Some of the most attractive guys I've slept with have been the horniest.
That's
like
true.
The horniest.
That
I remember
true.
I used to tell this story like back in the day, like on the old episode on the podcast. But like, I remember, like, obviously before I was involved with my fiance, I'm talking about when I was like 21 years old. I will never forget when I got tired. Like, I thought this guy was so hot, but I thought I was tired. And I, again, sexual person. I knew I wanted to hit eventually. But I've never been so tired of seeing someone's dick. I was just like, why do you keep showing me your penis? I've seen it. I've seen it. He would wake up in the morning, send me videos of him just like going at it with his dick. Mind you, he shared a room with his brother. Right.
So why you must have Where is this happening?
Can I just say this? If you share a room with your brother, I understand cost of living. I'm not shaming you. The only thing I'm shaming is the fact that you are sending unsolicited dick pics whilst we know you share a room with your brother.
Because where was he?
Where was he?
When it's 11:30 at night.
11:30 at night?
When everyone in the house should be sleeping.
Sleep.
Where was he?
Where?
Because I didn't see tiles in the back. So you went in the bathroom. Oh my God, I remember one guy wanted me to send a nude there. He sent me a dick pic here, and I was like, and I'm giving it all the chat, like, oh my God, they look so good. I can't wait to sit on it next time. Yeah. All of that, yeah.
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, your turn. And these times, my sister had just used my house to have her friends over for her birthday.
Yeah.
And my sister was drunk in the bed. The
oh my God. Week.
And then I was like, nah, man, that's weird. My sister, even though this is my home, but nah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Like,
you should
say,
I can't.
This is me.
Did you not have any old ones?
At that time, no, I don't think I did.
Yeah.
Well obviously, because I was just...
I can't lie, I recycle nudes. I used to anyway. When I was single, I'd recycle nudes.
I have. No, there's a thirst trap that I have that I recycled not too long ago.
Ooh.
Yeah. And you could tell it was so long because I had braids.
Oh, my God.
But it looks cute, though. I'm like, yeah, you can have that.
Okay. Ladies, I know you do this as well. I know you recycle. I know men recycled their dicks. They can't even take dick photos anyway. But yeah, so what happened in the end? So you tell him, like, no, can't do it.
No, it just killed the whole vibe. This is me. I can't, but my sister's in the bed with me. She's staying over at mine. And it just killed the whole vibe. So some of you that are sharing rooms, hey, God.
Yeah, I don't understand. Nothing. You fear nothing. You fear nothing. Men don't care.
Listen, do you know what would be
men
sexy?
Will fuck you in front of an audience. They do not care. They don't care.
Do you know what would be sexy? Let me know that you went out of your way. In fact, go to the living room where I can see the red carpet. Because you know some of you used to have red carpet. Go to the living room.
Not the red carpet.
Go to the living room.
It literally had to like register what you're talking about. Some people really... What's this red carpet? Oh my God.
You know it's usually Africans as well.
What's African homes? Yeah, oh my God. I never ever had a red carpet though. But yeah, people really do bang out their red carpet.
In our old family home like back in the day, oh, it was red carpet everywhere.
Red carpet.
The only place with no red carpet was the bathroom and kitchen. Both bedrooms, the living room, the hallway.
When you see that carpet, you're like, oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lordy. I've been judging. I've been looking around. You know when you get a dick pic? I've been looking around and seeing the environment. I want to see the environment.
I just want to see evidence.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on? Are you messy?
Are you messy? Are you clean?
Was it in the previous
dick? Are your towels black?
Ah.
I need to see.
Are people washing their towels anyway?
Right. Listen. Because I feel like when we do it, we're very seductive. You know, we care about the aesthetic from the background to what our hair looks like to how well-oiled our body is. Mm. Men will send one photo from the bottom, you know, near there. They'll take a photo from, like, the length of, like, their kneecap looking with the camera facing upwards. And it's just like, okay, I get you think that this makes your dick look big, but this is just scaring
me. It's true, because they like to do angles.
They do like to look angles to make it look bigger.
That is funny.
But it's okay. Like, again, I don't think the dick needs to be monstrous for it to be enjoyable.
And of course, that's part of flirting during texting. Yeah. Sexting.
Yeah.
So it is what it is. Whatever you're working with, listen, be proud of it. Oil it. Actually, oil it.
Did we even give you any tips on sexting? We gave you tips on like nudes and exchanging nudes. Yeah, but I would definitely say no face, no case.
Exactly.
Even though I've now spot my brand because my fiance, oh lord, he has videos of me and photos of me. Some videos and photos. I'm just like, when did I send this? Like, I know I sent it to him, but I'm just like, when did I send this? I remember sending this.
That's why you see that restricted folder.
Yeah.
Keep it and lock it.
Don't you guys do it? Do you do hidden?
I did. I just emptied mine the other day.
Why?
Because I didn't want a reminder of that person.
Ooh.
Yeah. I just didn't.
Were they good videos though?
Oh, they were great.
So was it sex videos?
Yes.
Oh, damn.
And you know, in the recently deleted, I deleted it out of that as well because it's the person I spun the block with and I'm like, nah.
Oh my gosh.
I need to X you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's very interesting, speaking of nudes and sexting and all of this, burner Twitter. I don't know if you're on it, but I have created an account on Burner Twitter. They are filthy on there. So people who have regular accounts, so on the normal side of Twitter in Black UK or Black British Twitter, a lot of them are on Burner Twitter.
Wait, is this a whole nother app or you just have a Burner account?
Burner account.
Okay.
So it's a Burner account that they create, right? Mm-hmm. And they literally either retweeting and commenting on like the nakedness or porn videos, or they're sharing like, you know, their love for sexuality, their love for their body, they're blurring their faces out. They actually go to secret parties and stuff. It's so interesting.
And it's all on it.
It's on Twitter. It's like another world. It's another world. So I'm like still preying from the sidelines, you know. I'm just like, ooh.
Who was the celebrity? Was it Samuel L. Jackson that got caught like liking porn videos? But then
Samuel Jackson, Richard Lawson, Tina Knowles' ex-husband. Yeah, he was one
of
them.
Not Beyonce's stepdaddy.
Oh, Beyonce's stepdaddy.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. He likes sex like the rest of us.
Oh, damn. He was out with
it. He's a very good looking guy as well.
He was liking those titties.
Yeah, he's a good looking guy. He's a very handsome man. But yeah. It's a different world though. It's a different world. So obviously porn stars are on there and whatnot. But the fact that there's like people like you and me who literally, I'd heard of the world. I knew about it briefly, but I'm just like, wow, people are really out here and they have like sex parties. And I think what I love about it is that they have a community for Black people, Black British UK people to go to like sex parties and whatnot. I've got a lot of friends who are in the mix, who are a part of it. Mm-hmm. Finally decided to create an account. But again, I'm watching from the sidelines because I'm just like, there's a lot of cum flinging about here. Like literally, I'll log in and it's just cum shots. Or a man fucking a woman with a big batty. Or a woman getting rammed by 10 guys. That's when I stay though.
We've said it before, haven't we? Like the best porn is actually on Twitter.
Yeah.
Some of the porn, like there were times where I want to masturbate. I'll go the usual porn hub, whatever, and I'm flicking through.
Nothing is hitting.
The ones that I've saved in my bookmarks on Twitter, even though I've watched it so many times, they be hitting.
That hits.
Come on.
It really hits. Come on. X videos, I still be watching my X videos here and there, but sometimes some Twitter porn be, whoo, it be knocking. It really does. Mm-hmm. It really, really does. But yeah, let us know if you're part of Burner Twitter and if you are new to this or if you've been part of it already. Tell us what you enjoy about it as well, because I do feel like it's just so interesting not knowing that there's a whole other world out there. It's crazy. So it's also interesting because I feel like when it comes to that side, there isn't this obsession that we see that people were having. I feel like there was this obsession at one point, for example, like with some kink acts for like, I don't know, choking, like choking or spanking or, do you know what I mean? You know, things that are just like, that are done without consent and people don't really understand BDSM or they don't understand boundaries, etc. Like, it's not really overly done over there. Like, on porn, it's like, spit on it, let me slap you. Yes, daddy.
Yeah.
On Burner Twitter, that people are creating their amateur porn, but it's shot so well.
Okay.
And it looks good. There's no, I don't get twisted. I'm not saying there's no BDSM involved, but it's not, it doesn't look, I can't explain it. Like, it just doesn't look really rough and aggressive. But I feel like there was this obsession, though, with choking.
Right.
At one point as well. In the, what did I say? Yeah, when people were just, you know, there was this point that people would talk about choking, but they didn't know how to. Do you like being choked, Nikki?
Love being choked.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
I absolutely love it.
No, I like it too.
There's one person
I just didn't expect it
that I've been with. He loves putting his hands around my throat.
Oh. Do you give him permission to though?
He just does it, but he knows I like it.
Yeah.
But then, of course, if it's too tight, I'll be like, it's too tight. But then I kind of like it tight sometimes. Sometimes, like when I'm on top here, he will just grab, like he will do it tight, then he will go soft, and he's like, he's just messing with me, and I'm like, yeah, tighter.
Oh my God.
I miss him. He's lovely.
Where is he, Nikki?
I don't know.
What happened?
I might want him to come to a live show, actually. Because he actually supports me. Like, he's somebody that I get with casually, but he proper supports me.
Oh, that's nice. Since you got a girlfriend?
No.
I thought you were going to say it.
A couple of weeks ago. So.
Ooh, so he better not.
I hope not.
Ciao. What happened to the Jamaican guy? What happened to him?
No, listen, he was hollering and I was like, no. But this was the time, like towards the end of last year when I was with somebody else.
Yeah.
But then I was just politely declining. But then he just has an attitude and it just stank. So that's what put me off
oh,
him.
Oh, yeah. You said that he was being... Didn't you say he was trying to kick you out or something once upon a time?
Oh, God forbid. No.
No? Oh. Okay, I'm getting him mixed up with something else then.
Must have been your other old co-host.
Oh, child. The shade of it at all.
No, not me. But yeah, he just had an attitude and it kind of put me off him.
Yeah.
But like, he was cool and stuff. Like, he would message me to check in. But then the last time when I sensed his attitude, I said,
you gotta go.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to make you my man. I don't have to be here.
I ain't trying to fuck you, man. Everybody knows he's my number one fan. Sorry, that's Tila Tequila. That very old school MySpace song.
Tila Tequila.
Do you remember her?
Yes.
Old school, right?
Do you remember A Shot at Love with was it A Shot at Love with Tila Tequila?
I don't even remember.
Yeah, she had a reality show.
Really?
I remember that.
She was like...
And I remember her sex tape.
Was she around Superhead's times?
Yeah.
Like Superhead, Karen... Is it Karen Steffens? She was... Would we even call her though? What would we compare her to
now? Did you ever see her sex tape?
No.
Oh my God, it was good though.
Really?
It was with two girls, yeah.
Ooh.
It was good.
What would we...
I watched it a couple of times.
You loved it. Do you know sex tape? I did always used to watch a couple of times though. Kim and Ray J's. People didn't really rate it, but
listen, you see Kim and Ray J's?
Yeah.
Like, all right, cool. Back then, I was thinking, rah, oh my
it
God.
It was a lot.
But then now I'm like, lot. Yeah, they were doing a lot. But then it depends which angle you're going to
be. Ray J is well hung, though.
He is, like...
He is well hung.
Listen, you see how you always talk about Ghanaian men being short, yeah? Me, personally, I feel like Ray J and his family, they're Ghanaian.
Yeah.
I feel like their roots are Ghanaian. Something tells
no,
me
do you
that.
Know what? I can definitely see that because Brandy definitely does give me West African vibes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Like me, I'm going off of what Ray J looks like. And when I saw his mum and dad, I said, these people are Ghanaian.
Yeah.
I promise you, their ancestry is Ghanaian.
Yeah.
Go, please, what Ray J is working with, you lot, stop talking about Ghanaian men. I don't even know which camera I'm looking at. Stop talking about Ghanaian men.
No, I can't lie. There was one Ghanaian guy I slept with. Well, I didn't sleep with, actually, because Lord knows, anytime I see a penis that doesn't really, you know, suit my taste, I say, hell no.
Oh, yeah, because...
I just be thinking, these streets aren't getting this body. Mm-mm.
Because I remember having a penis that did not suit my taste.
Yes.
It was a Ghanaian, and it was a shame. When I say it was such a shame...
Yeah.
It was a shame.
Yeah. Did you go all the way, though? Hey, you better than me. You better than me.
Yeah.
I know, you better than me. I remember the guy told me, he said, it's not even hard. I said, what?
Hey!
It can stand like the Twin Towers. I don't care.
I'm laughing because you see where men always come and be like, nah, it's not even hard.
It's not even hard.
Because it's not funny. It's not funny because it's painful. No, it's painful for them, yeah. Because it's like, you don't know my potential.
Basically.
Because you know the ones, it's like, nah, I know what I'm working with. I know where it can go. And then he said it's not even hard.
I'm just like, no, you have not passed.
Please.
I don't want it. No. I don't want it. I literally just take my hand back. I'm just like...
He said, but it's not
I'll do it
hard.
In style. I'll do it in style and just change the subject. I'll just do it in style. Honestly, this is another thing. Like, girls, if you don't know how to get out of tricky situations with guys, right, that you change, it might not even be the size of the dick. Mm-hmm. It could be anything. And the same for guys as well. Like, a guy might be sleeping with a woman and as they like to do, oh, she smells like this or she smells like that. We've heard you. But if you don't know how to get, you know, get away from a situation or, like, try to... If you basically tell yourself, okay, I don't think I want to go all the way with this, there are ways you could, like, you know, switch it up. So it could go from teasing to talking, tease again, talk, and then just continue talking and just say, like, do you know what I mean? Just continue talking. You don't have to. If you don't want to go all the way with anyone, you don't have to. And you don't need to explain yourself to anyone.
Last time I did that, I said I got a bellyache. Because we were having sex and it just started getting boring. I didn't even want to fuck him anyway.
Really?
It was one of those ones I was just like, oh, for God's sake. And I'd already been there once.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that great. The second time, years later, it was still not hitting.
Yeah.
I said, can't. At that point, I was thinking, this is childish. I'm tired.
Yeah, I don't subscribe
so
to that.
I just went, oh, please.
Yeah.
I literally went, please, stop. And then he was like, oh, so you don't know my belly's tired.
Yeah, there was a time I wasn't really into sex. So I just laid there and I said, I don't really want to do this anymore. And he was cool with it. I don't think there was any reason. There was, like, a particular reason. You know when your heart is just not into the fuck? My heart was not into it as well. Yeah. And I felt like I had to fuck him. Because, like, you know when, like, we were chilling together and I was just like, I know I'm, like, what we're both here for.
Yeah.
And I was just like, fine, take me. Then when he did, mid-fuck, I'm like, I don't really want to do this.
But do you ever think you've been with a guy, you didn't want to do it, but he could tell?
Do you think guys care?
It's
That's
true.
The thing. It's That's true. The thing. They're just happy to be
They're
there.
They're just happy to... You've said this before. They're just happy to be
They're
there.
They're just happy to be it's there. True. But sometimes, I do feel like there are times... Let me not pretend like guys don't always want to... Not all guys want to have sex all the time.
Yeah.
Like, we are forced to believe that men are these sex robots that constantly want to have sex.
Yeah.
It's not true. They don't always want to have sex. Mm. Do a lot of them have a high sex drive? Yeah. Like, are they fueled by what they see in the media? Are they fueled by what society tells them to be interested in? Mm-hmm. Yes. Are they fueled by their hormones? Mm. Absolutely. But niggas get tired too. Like, what the hell? Like, I'm sure there's guys... Do you know how many stories I've been told by my male friends? It's quite sad, actually. I've been told stories by my male friends where they've just dropped a girl home and the girl will say, well, you ain't seen this. And then...
Giving the common...
Yeah. And he's just thinking, like, I don't want to do this. But he feels like it's his,
his duty.
It's his male duty to, climb the woman. Especially if she's laid it on a bit thick. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, my friends have told me stories, so many stories of girls who have literally, it's so sad, because I don't want to say forced, but basically it is, when you think about it. I shouldn't be afraid to say it, but it is. And it's I guess it's because sometimes we don't really see men.
Yeah, because that's just our expectations who could be, of them.
Yeah,
it?
Yeah, but it's not always the case. Do you know what I mean? But I definitely do feel like men, if you don't want to have sex with a woman, like, make it very clear. Say, yo, I've got something to do, or I'm not interested in this. You don't have to, you don't even need an explanation. Yeah. No is no. A no is enough. Mm. It could be because the wind is blowing a different way. Mm. It could be because you are wearing odd socks. Whatever reason it is that you feel, you are allowed to say no.
You could just be like, I don't feel like it.
I don't feel like it.
Or I just took you out for drinks. We had the drinks. We kikied.
And that's it. Thank you. Do you know what I mean?
You might just want to go back home to your wife.
Right. Go home to your wife. And you should be allowed to do that. You don't need to sleep with her.
Exactly. I just wanted to go out for a good time.
Right. But no, it really is. Like, just to flip the script a little bit, because I think it's also important to let women know that don't feel like it's an expectation that just because you're a woman and just because you have a vagina, it means that a guy must instantly want to sleep with you.
Exactly.
Do I believe that most men would sleep with most women? Yes. I do. I'm not going to lie. I feel like a lot of men are just as loyal as their options in and out of relationships anyway. Mm. Like, you put a pretty woman in front of a guy in an empty room, she lays it on him. Chances are he's going to pull his drawers down.
Not drawers.
He will.
Do you know who I think about, like, when you say stuff like that? You see that guy from Love & Hip Hop? Oh, what's his name? I just
Stevie J?
Not Stevie J. Stevie J even has some standard. Rich Dollars.
Oh, God, not Rich Dollars.
Yeah, I feel like Rich Dollars. He's that type. You rub his knee a little bit, give him a wink. Off pint. I feel like he's like that.
I thought you were going to say the one with the neck. What's his name? Coyle Ray's dad. Benzino. That's the one with the neck, child.
The one with the neck. Oh, my God.
That's the one with the neck. Okay, what did I want to go into, actually? How to find a new and good sex partner. So, ladies, you're back into the streets, but you trying to keep it cute. You don't want anyone in your business, but you're trying to assess, who is worth bending it over for, who is worth busting it wide open for. Mm. How do we do this? How do you assess?
Good question.
How do we assess?
Like, are we talking like a new person?
A new person. You ain't never slept with them before.
Like, do we know them? Or we just met them?
You just met them. It could be both. It could be you've known them for a couple of months, maybe a year, or you've just met them.
I can't lie. I'd have to do some street research first.
What's your street research?
Street research. I'll low-key... pre his socials, does he know anyone I know?
Yeah.
Potential ex relationships, but not go direct into those deep sources.
Yeah.
But just to sort of pick certain things, because you'll never know. You know, women, we talk a lot, especially when he's got to do with a guy and sex. Oh, I heard his dick was big, Cool. That's one box ticked. Mm-hmm. And then we just go along that way. Like, for example, you see the guy that I said he was potentially the best sex I ever had.
Yeah.
I heard that off of someone and I went, swear down. Ooh. Because I wanted to go there anyway, but it was kind of forbidden.
This is what happens when you talk about how good your man is in bed.
This was forbidden.
My man is shit in bed. Oh my God, he's terrible. Oh my God, the size of his shit. Ooh, I'd be crying all along. God, why are you giving me a man with a small dick? cannot tell women how good the D is. Honestly, if you tell me back in my single days.
Yeah.
Actually, let me shut up. Anyway, continue.
Like, when I heard it, because I wanted to go there anyway, yeah. When I heard, oh, like, he does his thing, I went, oh.
He does it?
Is it?
He does it.
So now, my eyes were looking, but I was on and off.
Yeah.
But as soon as I heard that, the eyes were on and I wasn't turning my head.
Okay.
So sometimes you have to do some street research.
Yeah.
And then for me personally, I probably like use doing this show.
Yeah.
And talk about why I like talking about these things.
Yeah.
I won't say what I like doing, I'll say what I like talking about.
Yeah.
You see, now the guys are going to know my source.
Mine is, I wrote about this in my book. I always talk about it. It's the sex before sex.
Yeah.
I remember a time I had sex on holiday and it was a random guy. Okay, he was random, but he was a friend of a friend. He was a friend of the guy's. You know?
Yeah,
but
he was.
I didn't know him.
Yeah.
In fact, the first time he tried to speak to me, I just thought to myself, can you get away? Like, what do you think this is? Get away from me. I don't know what happened. Next thing you know, drinks are flowing. We're on the beach.
And then this was on the beach.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
This was on the, what, we didn't fuck on the beach.
Oh, I was going to
I know, I wish. And then, I can't remember what happened. I think the guy that I was actually feeling at the time, I saw him dancing with another girl. Mm-hmm. I was like, fine. So the guy who I told to clear out before came and started dancing with me. And then next thing I know, we're back at the hotel because he was staying with us. We were back at the hotel. And we're smoking on the balcony, drinks are flowing. My girls, my friend who I'm with has already gone to go and off her pint with another guy in the room. I'm like, okay, girl, you don't waste no time. Like, she, you know, I hear it, do your thing. Me and him are on the balcony. Me and him are chopping it up. We're talking. We're having the sex before sex. It felt like a podcast. I remember putting this in the book. And it was that we were just talking about our fantasies, what we like. And from then, the way we were just talking and bouncing off each other, I said, this guy can fuck. Because I know when a guy can't fuck. Sometimes you actually have to take a risk. And it's sad because if you take a risk and the guy is shit, you know, you got to charge it to the game. But
yeah, it's sad.
Trust it's sad. Yeah, it is sad. But he was really good. And I can't lie. Like, when we got back to... I actually thought to myself, oh, you fucked him. Like, that's going to be the end of it. Like, you're never ever going to talk to him again. When we got back to London, and guess who was texting me?
Listen, and you know, sometimes, like, the guys who can show you that they care about your body, they care about your needs before you have sex, they're usually the go-to. For me, the second in line will be the quiet ones.
Yeah.
The quiet ones, that's the one that be choking me.
Yeah.
He's quiet, he's calm.
It's always the quiet ones.
He's low-key when goes
out. The quiet ones are the...
Listen, they know they be doing some things.
I remember the first time I actually ever had sex with a guy who was considered quiet.
Considered?
My ex. The things that I saw, the things that we did, I was just like, nobody would know by just looking at you that you are a freak. He was a freak, do you know what I mean? But I think that it's good to have different experiences. This is why when guys are just like, oh, you know, they want a woman who's not... I'm just like, you need a woman who's out there. You need to let her experience different things.
Right.
So she knows what... So she just understands her body more.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's just so important. But yeah, I think that's a good way. The sex before sex is a good way to assess, like, you know, who to have sex with. And honestly, asking to see their dick. I think you need to see... I know we were talking about this
before.
You know me, I will ask. I will ask. I will say, let me see. And... if you trust me, hopefully, I'm hoping that he trusts me anyway.
Yeah, that's what Alondi said. Me, I'm scared.
I mean, you don't even need to ask, clearly. You've got them just
It's true.
Whipping it out.
I get unsolicited dick pics a lot.
I think that's why I stopped using Snapchat as well. Yeah. The unsolicited nonsense that was going on there used to actually upset me. Like, honestly upset me. And it happens on Twitter when I leave my DMs open sometimes. It doesn't happen on Instagram. Don't go and DM me on Instagram because I will actually cuss you out. I will cuss you out.
No, that's where, I told you, because Snapchat, that's where, listen, the crud takes place.
It really does.
On Snapchat.
And it's scary because that app is actually for kids as well. I feel like it's actually for kids.
Do you know what? I was just about to say, because in my other line of work, I've soft launched it so many times on this show, that's where a lot of bullying and things takes place. Like, you see all the gag activity with kids?
Yeah.
Snapchat.
What do you mean gag activity?
So you see kids that are threatened by gangs, a lot of the knife crime stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of these things happen on Snapchat.
Really?
Kids are bullied on Snapchat. And there's now this thing called, is now taking place on TikTok too.
What's
self-harming TikTok, where children are encouraging each other to self-harm.
What?
Yeah.
Self-harm and do what?
Yeah, they hashtag self-harm.
Sorry, we should have given them a trigger warning.
Guys.
Sorry,
apologies.
About that.
Yeah, apologies. Because even though, like, we're talking and it's all fun and games, but we're consenting adults. Do you know what I mean? We know what we're doing with each other. And of course, the people I'm talking about on Snapchat, I know these people. These are not new people to me. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then there's another dark side of it where, listen, please, if you've got children, keep an eye on their social media.
Scary.
I promise you.
It's so scary.
Keep an eye on it.
That is really, really
even
scary.
As an adult, keep an eye on your own social media. You don't know who's adding you.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Guys. Wait, so there's this forum called Are We Dating the Same Man in London? I think we've all heard of it. You must have heard of it.
I haven't heard about the forum, but if I start shouting, are we all dating? Guys, we've all fucked the same dudes. I say all the time, in London, we've been swapping spit for time.
No, but you haven't seen it on Facebook. Is this group, is this group on Facebook? It's so popular, you've never heard of it.
No.
Guys, who are listening, girls who are listening, tell me, you know, non-binaries who are listening, if you have heard of the Facebook group called Are We Dating the Same Guy? Basically, it's a forum or a group on there where women will post anonymously. They'll post a guy that they're talking to on a dating app and they'll say, hey, talking to this guy, does anyone have any tea on him? And then people will drop tea. Or they'll say, hey, dated this guy, he was an absolute bastard, XYZ, ABCD, beep, bap, boop. And then they'll post.
Do you know what's funny? Last night I was listening to what show? 90s Baby.
Yeah.
And they were talking about things that people should leave in 2023. One of the things that they said is stop covering up your spouses. Like, if you're showing them, show them. If you don't, don't. And then, you know, for me, I was like, it's true. But then guess who I thought of?
Me.
You. I thought of you. This was when I was in the car last night. I thought of you because I was thinking, I know why you wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
I know why I don't do it because I've just never been that person. Not that I can never do it or I just don't want to. I've just never really shared those sort of pictures. But as for you, I know why you will do it.
Wait, because, why would I do it?
Because people be in your business.
They do be in my business.
People be in your business. Like, remember that clip that I sent you about people being in your business?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I saw you
cussing.
I saw you cussing them out and I know you deleted it. I'm not saying this. Because here's the thing, I had just gone on Twitter, literally, I think as soon as I opened my app, you had just tweeted it.
Yeah.
But I saw it, I said, Jesus in heaven.
I went after it though.
I said, World War 4. Not 3, this is 4.
My sister called me, she said, Dami, please.
When I saw it, I said, I've never seen such insults. Guys,
yes, I know.
Don't let this woman cuss you out.
My sister said, Dami, please.
Because I was shaking for him.
I don't think he saw it as well. And I unblocked him. My sister said, Dami, please. When I don't do things, it's because my sister is in the back begging me not to.
Listen, I saw it. I left you to it because for me,
I don't have a happy medium. I realise. It's either I keep quiet or I go off.
But to be honest, it is a good thing that you deleted it, to be honest with you. But then I understand why you did it because obviously, I've even stopped listening to that show. I've even unsubscribed because I just felt like conversations like that, you're doing too much.
Yeah.
You're doing way too much.
Absolutely.
So I've even. But anyway, but as for someone like you, I know why you would, because especially like, with the following you have, people just trying to be in your business all the time. And people can be bad vibes because you are famous for your work.
I find it weird.
People call me famous. Yeah. I only have 2K followers. Please. No, nobody's famous. But you really are. But then this is well warranted because this is your work. This is your craft. And you need this to do what you're doing. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Of course.
So this is literally...
I feel like I use it as a way to protect myself as well.
Exactly.
I'm just like, I always say after my last relationship, mm-hmm. oh my God, people were in my business. Also didn't help because I was putting my business out there, mm-hmm. but I was going through it. So
yeah,
I just,
yeah,
I
think, yeah.
And I feel like relationships are supposed to teach you something.
Right,
my last relationship
yeah.
told me, you don't share all your relationship conundrums with everyone because mm-hmm. I didn't know where shit was coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So I would be like, I would cry after mm-hmm. him and I would have an argument. And I would call whichever close friend was available.
Mm-hmm.
And let's be real, you know when you tell your friends something, even though they say they won't tell anyone.
They go to the next person, oh, do you know what? Don't say nothing.
Because you
me
know
and,
what?
Me and Dami were speaking the other day. She's going through it. But you know, don't say nothing.
And then what happens with that
mm-hmm.
is that they will then, and then, so I just didn't know where shit was coming from.
Exactly.
So when shit got out and I was hearing different versions of what I was actually going through in my last relationship, mm-hmm. I said...
This came from somewhere. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah.
And I said to myself, never again.
Yeah.
You keep stum.
Yeah.
You keep stum. And it's sad that you have to because you should be able to have, you should be able to talk to your friends.
Yeah.
But I really do assess the fact that, do you know how I assess things now? If I have a friend, and I don't mind it because I know my friends naturally like telling me about their other friends' relationship issues and mm-hmm. stuff like that because of what I do.
Yeah.
And I don't mind giving them advice mm-hmm. on it. But to me, sometimes it just puts my back on the wall because I'm just like, ooh, if you're telling me all of this, I can't really tell you too much. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
And it's
because there's boundaries, aren't there? But
there's
then...
boundaries, but it's also just like, mm-hmm. well, if you're telling me someone else's business, what? Why would I think that you're not telling?
Gonna tell mine.
Why would I not? Why? Like
exactly.
why? Why? What makes me so special?
Yeah.
In fact, I'm even specialer
yeah.
because I'm more of a hot topic.
Yeah. Mm.
So for that reason, mm-hmm. I'm absolutely not going mm-hmm. to. Like, I will have to. Just
That's how many people ask me certain questions. I'll actually be like, be quiet.
Yeah.
I don't care if I'm being rude. Don't ask me certain questions about certain.
Yeah.
Don't come to ask me about Lonnie. I'm not saying nothing.
Oh, no, but please. Don't get twisted. I still love a little gossip. Don't get twisted. Yeah. Like, I still love a good gossip. But me, mm-hmm. I've just moved smart with my shit. That's always, yeah. I'm always just like, until I am married with 3 kids. I mean, unless you see us.
Yeah.
I mean, if you see us, you see us.
Yeah.
I mean, it was at my book launch. I remember, like, when mm-hmm. some people were just like, oh, but, like, when are we going to see him? I'm mm-hmm. just like, well, ciao. I invited you to my book launch. You didn't come.
Because even when you were like, oh, guys, like, this is my man, da-da-da. Even then, I kind of felt like, even though I was hella drunk that night anyway, but I kind of felt like you looked around to be like, oh, yeah, these are people I'm cool with. Hey, guys, formally, here is my man. And then even when I was like, oh, okay. And then when I saw him, I said, that is her man. Just before you said it, I was thinking, this is him.
How do you know?
No, it's because the way he was just standing so close to you. And I was like, who is this guy? And then I was thinking that he's not with this little crew over here.
No,
I said,
he's not.
Yeah, I was like, nah, he's that's her not. Man. And as soon as I thought, you said it straight away. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then... Yeah, like I said, like for someone like you, I understand why you want to protect it. Because, of course, there are other people who are very visible that
yeah.
will put their relationship out
and
there.
And I love that
And
for
at
them.
The end of the day,
I
that's
love
a
it
choice.
For them. Yeah,
also.
It's a choice. I love yeah. it for them. And I'm just like, oh, I wish I could do stuff like this. But I'm
yeah.
just like, no. And I think my whole brand has never, ever really been about being in a relationship. My personal brand has always mm-hmm. been about speaking up for women.
It's true. But then this community that you're talking about, because this is the first time I'm hearing of these, but I feel like, especially in London,
yeah,
it, you know, in London, there's 4 corners. Yeah. North, south, east, west.
Yeah.
Let's say northwest, the fifth.
Yeah.
That's an alley.
Yeah, it's
like,
an alley.
Yeah, the 4 corners and an alley,
yeah.
right? Listen, there are guys, oh my God. You know how lucky there's a podcast?
Yeah.
I would have said some shit.
Yeah.
Listen, there are some guys who will be from... What's my least favourite area? Oh, guys, we all know my least favourite area of London, North.
Yeah.
Like, guys from North London, you lot will be dating girls from East, and but you'll go back to North London to sleep in the same bed as your child's mother.
Mother, yeah.
Okay?
How can you not like North London? That's the biggest Ghanaian community.
Maybe that's my problem. Maybe that's
literally
my problem.
You're talking about,
I just don't get along with people from North London.
You but
anyway, guys, remember, guys, I'm on the new path. I don't hate nobody. I don't dislike people like that. But anyway, but it's just like, the last person that broke my heart, he was from...
North London.
Yeah.
North London.
Listen, the people there, I just don't mesh well with them. Let's
you
just say that.
You have the best lakmajon, though.
Where?
Lakmajon.
What's lakmajon?
It's like a Turkish sandwich. I love a lakmajon.
What the hell?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Because it's North London.
Yeah. North London, Turkish people in it.
Oh my God. Like, you see, like, there's one road. Is it Green Lanes?
Yeah, Green Lanes.
Oh my God.
Wait, is that in Enfield?
No, is it Green Lanes in Tottenham?
Is it Tottenham?
Like, I know the
West Green Road.
No, not West Green Road, but is it Green Lanes?
I don't know, Chris.
Yeah, Green Lanes is in North London. That whole strip, oh my God, the bear turkey shops. Literally, and it's a long strip. It goes down like a mile and a half long. Yeah. Like, yeah.
How do you go from talking from hiding your man to Turkish and
to Turkish? Russia? Anyway, that was your fault. Mm. But like, I feel like in this UK, it's necessary. There are certain guys you are. I'm not spilling tea.
Yeah.
Some of you are giving girls babies, yeah? And you're going back to another corner of London, which is less than 2 miles away to be with your girlfriend, right? Listen, the comments will be flooded.
Yeah.
But it's the truth.
Yeah.
This is the London that we live in.
Yeah.
We need to spill that tea because, and then guys will act like they ain't done nothing wrong. You are doing wrong things. Girls, we're doing it too. Women, please.
Yeah, I know.
You're not exempt.
No, I know guys who are even married who will see that their wife is calling them when they're out at 5 o'clock in the morning and they're laid up next to another woman who's not their wife. And they'll be like, oh, my wife is calling me. I'm like,
do you know when I knew men will cheat for nothing? Yeah. Was when I went to go link up with some guy. He asked me to come see him. He was like, oh, I've got a workspace. We can work together if you're working. Da, da, da. Me as well. Stupid. I took him up on his offer. Took my work laptop. Went to go work with him. When I got there, we were just talking. We were probably having good convos as well. Yeah. And I'm like, is that a wedding band?
Oh, my God.
And I was like, nah. And I think he must have seen me clock his wedding band. As soon as he starts talking, he tells me, yeah, I'm married. Like, I do my thing.
I do my thing.
And you know, we all live in this London.
I do my thing.
We all live in this London.
I do my thing.
And then, do you know the reason why he was attracted? He told me, he was like, do you know what? I just got a thing for short hair, you know. You're coming to cheat for short hair. You're a big fucking bastard. Are you stupid? So, you're shameless. You've invited me to your place of business, for one. For two, short hair.
Short hair.
And for free, you spoke to me about your wife. You showed me, he even showed me a picture of his wife and kids. She is beautiful.
Beautiful.
She is beautiful. You've got kids. He was telling me, yeah, I go sit, I do homework. But like, listen, when I'm out, I'm out. Huh?
What? Why?
Men, this is a big grown man.
I don't understand why a lot of us don't just practice being in an open relationship.
This is a man like that's got a good 10 years on me.
Have a primary partner and have a secondary partner. But let your primary partner know that you have a secondary one.
But then you see this path of open relationships that I feel like the next generation could be going down. I don't like it. But really? Anyway, no, I don't like the thought of open relationships.
Cheating up and down and going from north to the alley is better.
North to the alley.
North to the alley is better.
Do you know what? No. Right. No, it's not. But yeah, like, I think that community is needed. Guys, if you want to do your DBS checks, do your DBS checks, okay?
Yes, do your
DBS checks.
Do them, CRB and all that.
And also, when you're dating, there are seven, I said it earlier on in this show already, there are 7 billion people in the world. I don't know how many people are in the UK, but there's a fraction of that.
Yeah.
Explore safely. That's all I'm saying.
Guys, make sure you get tickets for our live show, okay? Make sure you grab them, get them for your friends. If your friends are dulling, just buy the tickets. You know they'll pay you back. Exactly. And if they don't pay you back on time, just send them a Monzo request, yeah? And keep reminding them.
I'm going to report them to your bank. I'm joking.
But you must get your tickets. We can't wait to see you. It's going to be so fun. We've got some special guests who are going to be there. It's a secret, so I don't want to tell you guys yet. But believe me, it will be fun. There will be some sexy guys there too. Okay? So make sure you grab your tickets. If you are not doing anything, February 14th, even if you are doing something with your partner,
bring them. Go to dinner. Have a nice early dinner.
Have early dinner.
Or even because after the show.
It's going to be booked up. Like, exactly. It's going to be booked up. Go to have lunch before the show. Go home. Get dressed up. Wear something sexy. Listen to all the advice. Get hot and steamy or whatnot, whatever it is. Then go back to your hotel and continue with your night. It is going to be a blast. We can't wait to see you. It's going to be so jokes, honestly.
Honestly, but, I can't wait.
Yeah.
I mean, do you know what's funny? I was even preparing my alcohol intake for that day because you don't know I'm not drinking right now. I can't drink past a certain point because I will mess up the show.
I think I'll probably have like a couple shots before.
Yeah, we'll do some shots. We'll get some Casamigos.
Yes. And then
that always puts you in the mood.
And then I think halfway, I will start to drink because I'm just not, you know, I always say, I'm not even drinking today, thank God. I've been listening to the episodes, I've been like, oh, sorry, I'm getting drunk. I'm just like, oh my God, you've had one drink. Like, get yourself together.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be too crazy, okay? I don't want to be too crazy.
Listen, I'm even trying to get like some, there were some heels that I really wanted. I'm like, oh, I might actually wear these for the last shot. I said, you know what? They're too high. You never know how that could go. Let me wear something lower, something small. But guys, please come dressed up. Bring your man, your side team, your ex team.
Yeah.
Spun the block with him. He's okay. Bring him.
Bring him.
Bring him. Bring him.
Bring her, bring
tell
them.
Tell your colleagues. Tell your colleagues. I told my colleagues.
Yes.
Yeah. Tell your colleagues.
Exactly. Like, it's, believe me, there's going to be some hot. There was a guy who was telling me he was coming to the show.
Mm.
I was just like, oh, you fine. Okay, good. Okay. Like, this be some good eye candy for the ladies. So
okay.
I was just like, okay.
Right.
And I'm being genuine. This isn't even promo. I don't need to share this. Like, do you know what I mean? We're all beautiful in God's eyes. But this one, I was thinking.
He's a little extra beautiful.
Do you know what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, let me not say it. I can't say it. Let me not. I always take a bit too. I'm just like, behave. Anyway, I'm not even wearing my ring today. This will, anyway.
Girl.
Don't come and drag me again. Why are you not wearing your ring? I'm like, I can't, like, listen, sometimes a bitch be forgetting. Anyway, what was I going to say? Right, Dale Noni, I didn't even do an intro.
You did intro? I was like, what?
Hey guys, this is Dilemmas, part of the show. You know how we do, you know how we roll. Send your dilemmas in simplyaloni.com/ask or send it to laidbearpodcast@gmail.com. Send us your voice notes too. Send us your dilemmas. Send us everything, okay? We want to know what you are going through, especially as Valentine's Day is literally around the corner. So let us know. We're answering some dilemmas now, actually, to do with Valentine's Day. I've been asking on Twitter all week for you guys to send me some. I'm also doing a really, really cute mini series. Maybe by the time this half of the show comes out, it'll be out. So I'm doing this. I don't know if you saw my photo. I did like a little lingerie photo
shoot. Oh, I saw.
Did you like it?
I loved it. I reposted you.
Thank you. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Thank you. Do you know what I mean? I did that my way. I didn't do it myself. Flo helped me, bless her. Like, she did my makeup and then we did the photo shoot. I begged her, I said, please, you're gonna help me take photos today. And then I was just like,
wait, she took the photos?
She took the photos.
Oh, I thought you did like a proper thing, what, like a
photo
like,
shoot.
Yeah, like
thank a you.
No, oh, okay.
I will show you the videos actually. I'm gonna show you the videos that are gonna come out. You tell me what you think. And all I want your honest opinion, okay?
All right, cool.
I want your honest opinion about what you prefer. But anyway, it's gonna come out soon. I'm so excited. It's like a mini little series. I'm trying to, you know, that's what I said in the beginning of the show.
Okay.
I said, you know, I'm trying to like stop with Twitter and try and take myself over to Instagram because I'm just like, I want to show more of myself, more of my personality. I feel like I come across a certain way on Twitter and people always get twisted, which is why people always want to come up to me and just pick my brain.
You said it, you've been on Twitter for a long time.
Been on it for
Please,
a long time.
Let
I'm
them
tired.
Assume what they want to assume.
It's true, I should.
That show that you were in, has it come out yet?
The one where I featured it.
Yeah.
Oh, it came out when I was in Nigeria. Oh, yeah, shout out to me. Guys, go watch Smothered. It is a really, really good show. It's like a millennial show, romance, you know, it's Smothered. And it features, well, stars, rather, Danielle Vitalis. She's amazing. She was also in Michaela Cole's show, the one that was
about...
I May Destroy You. I think she played...
that show.
Did she play her younger self? I don't know if she played her younger self or if she played... I can't remember if she played her... But she was amazing in I May Destroy You.
Okay.
I actually fell in love with her work then. I was just like, this girl's a sick actress.
Okay.
And yeah, she's starring in Smothered. I featured in it. I played a fetishist.
Mm-hmm.
You see me in there.
I'm because I saw the clip of you. I was like, okay.
I was in it. Yeah, I know. I was just like, are you two together? And he was just like, oh, what, me? Yeah. When it came out, I kept doing it for my sister. I would stand up from the bed. I was like, let me do my role. Are you two together? And I'd be like, clap for me then. And me, I love to act as well.
It's so okay.
Things that people don't know about me is that I randomly burst into monologues. If you get me high or drunk enough, I will burst into a random monologue. Like, I will stand up and like just do an acting scene.
Oh, I will do a monologue, but it's going to be something from The Real Housewives. I'm going
to
do
it. Listen, I will make up mine and then I'll tell you like, listen, my fiance has to deal with it. I'll be like, you have to guess what it is. I'll be like, hold on. I'll be like...
What's wrong with you?
I've been doing this on my own since I was 15 and I'm fine.
Do you know what? Yeah, that was almost, you see, if we weren't doing this and you just did that, I'd be like, are you in pain?
Wait, okay? I'm not finished.
Oh, you're not finished. All right, cool.
He has never been there for me and he's never going to be there for me now. This is a normal day for me.
Uh-huh.
For you. this is an experience and scene.
Do you know what? You're quite good.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, acting, because I said I want to do voice acting because I'm
sure. Yeah, you've got a beautiful voice.
Because I want to do like more voiceovers and stuff.
Yeah.
I said I'll do more last year, but I only did two last year. Yeah. But I want to do more. But voice
acting. It's a start.
Yeah.
Good.
I would love to do like an animation.
You can. I did one. They made me play. Was it a cat or a dog for BBC? I did one for BBC like maybe a couple years ago. Interesting stuff. But yeah, anyway, let's do the dilemmas, guys. Right, okay. Hey, Oloni, how do I handle rejection, please? Mm-hmm. I shooted my shot with this guy 3 times and he finally told me he wasn't interested in that. God. There's somebody, he'd said that there's somebody out there who will be lucky to have me. I feel embarrassed and don't know how to move on. First of all, why does he need to tell you 3 times that he's not interested?
Do you know what? Yeah,
that's something you can relate, Nikki. Because
those are things I struggle with rejection, and this is why
I feel like women in general do.
Yeah,
struggle
and that's
with
why
rejection.
I would never shoot my shot. But here's the thing: at least he's not wasting your time, because some guys, they won't want you, but then when they're shooting your shot, they're thinking, "Listen, she's there. I could probably fuck. I could probably get her to do stuff for me."
Although usually and, for their ego, like their ego, like they'll just enjoy the attention.
Yeah,
but girl, you should not. Like, come on, please.
Yeah, at least you didn't waste your time.
Are you, like, are you a banana peel? Why do you need him? Like, okay, do you know what? It's fine. Like, you saw something and you wanted it, and I wish you could have handled it differently. I personally do. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you tried to shoot your shot the first couple of times. I don't know if you said, hey, I'm feeling you, or if you were just trying to show interest. We actually don't know.
Yeah.
But you can definitely, it's important to read the room and to feel the vibe of what is going on. Mm-hmm. You know, if you message and they're not responding to you on time, you know, if the communication is slow, if they're not really asking you questions about yourself, if they don't.
They're not interested.
They're not interested. Yeah. And it's okay, because there are 1,000 millions of other guys out there who look like him or them in a different font who will be interested in you. It's true. Like, there's so many versions of people that you find attractive or that you're probably interested in that exist elsewhere that you should probably try and find. Do you know what I mean? And you don't know where their current situation is. You don't know if they have a girlfriend or wife that they're hiding. Don't know if they have a baby on the way. You don't know if they are going through it, you
know? There was a girl that said to me one time, we were out in a group setting, and then she was like, oh, there's this guy I really like. She's liked him for over 2 years. Talking to him for 2 years.
You're not talking to him. Nobody's talking. You're fucking.
No.
She's not even fucking.
She didn't even get to fucking stage. Ooh. They were only talking on Instagram. And he, let's say she messages him on a Tuesday, he responds on Saturday.
Oh, wow.
And I said to her, that man is with his wife and children. And then she went, oh my God, don't say that. And I was thinking, I thought this was even a joke at this point. And then I was like, are you being serious? You really like this guy? She was like, yeah. When was the last time you saw him? She was talking about almost a year ago. I said, can you forget the store?
Yeah.
He don't want you.
He don't want you.
And like I said, it's a good thing. It hurts because you might want this person or you're really attracted to them. You don't see anyone else past them, but at least they're not wasting your time and they didn't use you.
Yeah. Move on, please. Honestly. But I do feel like it's important that women learn to handle rejection. I think, again, it goes back to what we were saying earlier in this episode. We're so used to believing that men will instantly, you know, just
and they can't
want
turn us down.
And they can't turn us down. Niggas be turning bitches down every day, okay? So, next one we have. Dear Oloni, my boyfriend thinks that Valentine's Day is just another day and doesn't plan to do much. We've been together for 8 months and I'd like to be spoiled. Why are you telling us that? You better go tell him that.
He's somebody's boyfriend.
I mean, I know why you're telling us.
He's somebody's boyfriend, that's why.
You think so?
Yeah, he's somebody's
boyfriend. I think that some guys are just, like, really nonchalant. Like, I've got friends who are married and they don't really make Valentine's Day a big day. And maybe that, and they're okay with that. I'm sure it's probably because they're okay with that. If their husband does something for them that's nice, maybe buys them a bouquet, like, cool. But they're not really fast. They're not
moved by
it.
And I think it's because they're married and they've had time in, maybe.
Yeah.
So stuff like that, it does become, like, any other day or celebration. So they might do the smaller things. But homegirl here says she's getting...
It's true. I agree with you.
And 8 months
Where it's supposed to be fresh and alive.
Exactly. And what? If it's been 8 months and you're just coming up to this Valentine's Day, this is probably your first Valentine's Day.
Yep.
And he's telling you that, listen... The last time a guy said that to me, he was in another city fucking another girl.
Wow.
And I was claiming that man.
Wow.
Please, sis, learn from my mistakes.
Honestly, just because you're in a relationship doesn't mean you can't leave. Like, if... And I'm not saying that you should leave, actually.
Yeah.
It's extreme yeah. when I think about
because
it.
Because we always go there, like, leave
leave,
him.
Leave run. Pack your bag. Ooh, Oloni, I cheated on him. I don't know what to do. Keep go. Quiet. No, we said keep quiet.
We said that last time.
Don't talk. Just anything. He won't know.
It's not a marathon, it's a sprint.
We bad. But seriously, okay, what I will tell you is that you need to have a conversation with him and say, yo, this is important to me because it's so important to continue how you start or start how you wish to continue.
Right.
So if you say, okay, fine, you know, it's not a big... 5 years down the line, he is going to be worse and mm-hmm. you won't be able to find your voice. If you feel like... And I don't understand why people have an issue with... Yeah. wanting to celebrate love. It's so weird because you'll be forced to go and go to the 99p shop to go and buy a mask if you're going to a Halloween party. But to show your girl a bit of love, why are you with someone if you don't want to show them right. love on a day of appreciation? It's like saying you don't want to give someone a birthday card or a birthday present on their birthday. Are you not just a wicked person? Like, why are you going out of your way to withhold something as beautiful as yeah. showing love? And it's not to say that it should only be one way. Like, I hope you would do something nice for him.
Yeah.
And you can do something nice for him as well.
Because just imagine if she's got like a whole nice plan for him and he comes there bare hands and he'll even be moody about it as well. If he does genuinely feel that Valentine's Day is another day, that would crush her.
Yeah.
Because 8 months in, this would be your first Valentine's
exactly.
Day.
Exactly. It's supposed to be sweet.
You want it to be memorable.
Early days, let me tell you something here. Early days of your relationship are supposed to be so, you're supposed to feel like you're on a high. Mm-hmm. They are supposed to be fun. It's supposed to feel beautiful. Relationships in general are supposed to feel like this, but the honeymoon stage, 8 months, mm-hmm. you're supposed to be grinning from it. You're not supposed to be messaging me, I'll tell exactly. you that. Everything but messaging me about a day like Valentine's Day, okay? You have a man and he has a girl, right? Or he has a woman, rather. And it's so interesting when we... The way...
Yeah,
anyway,
same man, then girl.
Yeah, the yeah. girl. You're in a relationship... So communicate and express how you feel. Yeah. And if he doesn't listen, if he doesn't take it on board, mentally note it and assess the situation. Is this something you can continue doing? Someone who won't appear? Because there's someone out there who will spoil you.
Exactly.
There's someone out there who will buy you roses. There's someone out there who's not even going to make it a thought. There's someone out there who's going to adore you. So go and find them if this doesn't work out for you.
And I wonder if they've had like any birthdays together yet and... Yeah, take the vibe from the birthdays if yeah. you had that together. We just had Christmas.
Yeah, you shouldn't even have to wait for like birthdays or Valentine's Day like
to be spoiled.
You shouldn't.
Or to do something that's like that sort of mood where it's more romantic and you're going to do shit for each other.
Yeah, no, I agree. Next dilemma. Hey, Oloni, I'm 31 and I've never had a Valentine. I never cared before, but I really do hate it. It makes me feel undesired, especially as my friends have all had one in the past. I've never had a boyfriend too. Oh,
girl.
Come to our live show.
Listen, I'm 31 as well. The last time I celebrated Valentine's Day with somebody, I don't remember now.
Really?
It's been a while.
Really?
Like, I've been giving stuff from guys, but I can't lie. It was guys that I weren't trying to entertain like that.
Yeah.
So, okay.
So what was the guys that you don't really want?
Yeah.
You start watching that, you just start praying that the flower dies quicker.
Honestly, like I've been giving stuff.
No, I'm joking.
But then I've always... like acknowledge it for what it is. It's like my guy friend giving me something, but then I really do hear you because I always say on Valentine's Day I don't really feel away. I've got one of my close people, yeah, I've got to put a shit on blast, she's always feeling away on Valentine's Day.
Aww.
And I'm always like, oh come on, like cheer up, whatever. Even when we've gone out and done like Valentine's stuff together,
yeah,
she'll be in a mood.
Yeah.
But then I always said that Valentine's Day, it is what it is. It's one day, I'll get over it. But this Valentine's Day, I think, is gonna. But then I have the live show.
Yeah.
I'm coming to have a good time.
Yeah.
I'm coming to laugh and kiki.
Reminds me, I think I'm gonna do something. I think I'll do a giveaway for a guy and a girl to go on a date. Maybe Vaps. I know Vaps will sponsor it. Vaps will definitely.
Oh, yeah, they follow me on. And
Vaps love me as well.
Oh, they're following me as well,
I've been working with Vaps for very long. I've been working with Vaps for years.
Let's do
and
that.
And I've been craving it all the time. I be craving Vaps more and more these days.
Yo, one day after studio, we need to go Vaps because I haven't had Vapianos in ages. I make
Why can't we go now? like after the show?
Good, let's go.
Let's go, please.
Yeah, because I need to break my fast.
yeah, we're going to get some raps after this. Yeah. But honestly, yeah, I think I'll do that. I'll probably give it like you guys if you like, if come to the show anyway. Mm-hmm. I say come to the show, but what we're planning to do, because we've been talking your ear off and you probably have no idea where the direction is going.
Yeah.
We're basically trying to express that we'll probably do like a little cute date, do a giveaway with Appianos for a lucky guy and a lucky girl.
Mm-hmm.
Or two lucky women or two guys, whoever it is you're attracted to. Come down to the show. It does be like that. I remember when I was younger and I never ever had a Valentine. Yeah. I can't lie, I used to feel it, but I think that's normal though, like when you're 15, 16.
Yeah.
But
I didn't really understand it too tough. But then when I lived at home, something cute my mum would do.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I want to ask her if she'll do it this year. No.
Yeah.
When I lived at home, like, let's say me and my sister come home from work or whatever.
Yeah.
My mum's got us Valentine's Day cards with a gift. Like, one year it was a Zara gift card for both of us. And then another year, like, she got, like, this cute little rose and a card. And my mum, she never did that when we were younger. It's as we got older. And I'm like, this is so cute.
So sweet.
But those are the things that I remember.
Yeah.
Like, even where I used to work before, one of the mums got... I used to work in a mother and baby unit.
Yeah.
One of the mums got her baby to make me... Well, it was a handprint, but it was my Valentine's Day card. Things like that is cute. Listen, sis, I'm in the same boat as you, okay?
Yeah.
Come to the live show. Listen, in fact, point yourself out. Kiki will have a shot at the end of the show.
Listen.
Okay?
Okay, please. Come. Kind of think, I'm not gonna lie, I have had some good Valentine's days though.
I've had some good Valentine's
Day. I have
dick
had some
sometimes.
Dick. I've had some good Valentine's Day. I think one of my favorites was definitely one with my fiance. I was late that day. He was steaming. Oh my God. He was so annoyed with me. He's always getting on to me.
Oh,
he was just
God.
Like, you and timing. I'm like, do you see how cute and fun and well old I am? Please.
But then that's the thing about you. So you will come with your chest too. You'll be like, can you not see that I'm here after you're late?
I'm trying to be so much better in 2024. I swear, I'm trying. Because I literally say to myself, like, when you are late, you're disrespecting yourself. Like, you're actually disrespecting yourself.
Listen.
But yeah, I was late that Valentine's, but it was so nice. Took me to a really nice hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And he took me, we went to dinner, got me a really, what did he get me? Got me a Givenchy bag, that bag. That bag is like 2 years this year, And I wear that bag everywhere. Yeah, I wear that bag everywhere. I remember it was like, I gave him a whole list of like things I wanted. I said, right, pick. Whatever it is you want to get me.
Uh-huh.
And he did so. Last year I was working. I was at Wheezy and Mandy's show, so he let me work. Okay. I was so indecisive that day, but he spoke me. He sent me lots of nice things, which was really sweet.
I feel like my favourite Valentine's Day gift was from my first boyfriend.
Yeah.
I'll always remember that because he was my first proper boyfriend.
Yeah.
He got me like this big bunch of roses and a Desperate Housewives box set because he knows how much I love it.
Desperate Housewives is lit though.
It's the best TV series ever.
Yep.
Ever.
It is lit. It was before its time as well.
Way before its time.
We do love a big bouquet though. I love a big bouquet. Yeah. The bigger the bouquet, the sloppier the head.
Okay, I didn't suck his dick, but you know.
You didn't?
No, because I wasn't sucking dick then. I wasn't really sexually mature then.
Really?
No.
How old were you?
Well, when I first started sucking dick.
Yeah. Both.
So my first, I was 16, 17 and... Why was I watching Desperate Housewives at that time?
Sucking dick at 16.
Why was I watching Desperate Housewives? Because at that point, they were like seasons in.
Yeah. So, it was Desperate Housewives was around them time.
Yeah, it was very early.
No, early 2000s.
But I was thinking, I was 16 and I know I'd watched a good couple seasons.
Yeah.
When I first gave head, I think I was like 21 or 22.
How old was I? I think when I first sucked dick, like I was 18. Yeah, it was my first boyfriend.
Okay.
I was definitely the type to be like, I'm only doing things with my boyfriend. Like, any man that wants to touch me, he needs to be my man.
This one was the stupid jail nigga. Guys, at the live show, I'll tell the story.
Oh my God.
Can I tell the story at the live show?
Absolutely. Yeah. Go for it. I want to hear about it.
Yeah, the jail
nigga. I'm like, is it the guy in the jail? Wait, it's not the guy in jail that I want to know about. It's the one that was in the hospital.
He's the one from jail. It's the same person.
He has had a very hard life. Maybe he deserves it. Does he deserve it?
At the live show, guys, you guys can judge if he deserved it or not.
Child.
But forgive me, please. Oh, God.
Oh, God. No, that is...
Anyway,
that is...
girl, come to the live show. That was our advice.
Yes. I'm thinking about what's a good way to celebrate Valentine's Day since we're talking about it, though?
For me, I like... I'm so easygoing. I just like cute stuff. Like, bring me something that I like.
I look forward to the sex. I'll be real with you.
Ton-up sex.
Yes.
Yeah, because that's all part of love, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. Okay, so another one is... Ooh, my eyes. My eyes are playing with me.
Okay, I spend so much time with my boyfriend of a year that I feel like we should live together. I just been a year. Okay. Why do you want to move in? I want to move in with him, but it's space, so I don't want... But it's his space, so I don't want to intrude. Should I just leave it as is or just wait for him to ask me? I've been thinking of dropping hints. I know he wants me there every day because he says so and asks me to pack bags for the whole week. At this point, I'm barely home. I'm starting to get confused.
You guys need to have a conversation about that.
Yeah, have a conversation yeah, have about a conversation it. We won't know.
And also take time.
Yeah.
Because... Like the last person
move in, he will kick you out.
Exactly. The last person I was with, I always wanted them in my space.
Yeah.
But then would I actually live with that person? No.
No. It's true. I think it's definitely a conversation that needs to be had. I think a year's too soon to be moving in.
After a year.
Just enjoy the weeks and the, you know, you guys have been together for a year. So yes, it is going
and
to also, be like that.
I think have some separation time as always together.
Yeah.
And it's only been a year. Have some separation, have some breaks in between as well.
Absolutely.
Learn how to miss each other a little bit.
Yeah. Missing is important. I definitely think missing is important. Okay, what was I gonna... Oh, yeah, it was gonna be another dilemma. Sorry. I'm just looking for them. My eyes are playing.
I was even telling the guy...
Oh, I found it.
The guy at Pink who was doing my nails.
Yeah.
He was like, what, no design today? This means no, because the next time I come, I want a design because I've got an event to do. And then he was like, oh, what event? This means, oh, we've got a live show.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, my friend did the live show. She comes here. He was like, oh, really? And I thought he was going to ask me for more info, but he didn't. But yeah.
That is funny. That is jokes. Okay, right. Next one. Dear Oloni, my boyfriend said... He didn't know that one. I've done. We've basically done that one already.
Okay.
Hey, Oloni, my boyfriend said he wants to go out with his boys on February 14th and we spend the 15th together. What are your thoughts? What's your favorite answer?
He's with his wife and child. He's with his boys.
With his boys?
And I'll be with my girl on the 15th.
Yeah.
What says
that? Who says that? Who says that? Only someone who wants to murder you and stabs you with a knife. This guy can kill you in the night. Because why would you do that? Why can't you go out with your boys on the 15th and go out with your girl on the 14th?
What a motherfucking lie.
It's so crazy because I was even asking like someone. I asked someone like what they're doing on the 14th. Like I know they have a girlfriend, but I said just in case... They're not doing anything. Because some people don't actually do anything.
It's true. Some people just go work, come home and
talk. I just wanted to try my luck. You don't know, you don't know. So he said he's probably spending it with the missus. Mm-hmm. But it's like, that's a normal response. And I left it. Because I could have thought, oh, well, if you guys aren't... I said, nah, leave it. Don't push it. Just leave it. It's Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Like, it makes sense. But that's... I'm just like, why can't we all just be normal and respect ourselves? Like... And why do you know people... Let me tell you something. I don't know if you guys know this, but I want to share a secret with you. I don't know if you know this. Come close. People will only treat you how you allow them to. He is treating you like this because there have been things in the past that you have allowed him to get away with. Instead of departing from this moron. The reason why he thinks he can hang with you on the 15th or do whatever it is with you on the 15th and be with his boy on the 14th is because he is pushing and trying his luck. And also because he's probably spending that day most likely with someone else.
With somebody else.
I know it's a hard pill to swallow, but swallow it. Swallow it so you can move on from it. And once you move on from it, never look back. Okay? Don't let guys use... Whether, it doesn't even need to be just Valentine's Day, because I know this is a Valentine's Day dilemma like segment we have going on. Mm-hmm. But it's with other holidays, mm-hmm. your birthday, things that you've agreed... Christmas, like days that you have agreed to spend together, that's a big deal. Anniversary, whatever's a big deal to you. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because let me tell you something. The thing about women is that we're taught... I feel like we're taught and we are, I guess, socialised to sadly be everything and more for men.
Yep.
Because if it's a guy's birthday, if it's a guy's... I will get a DM. Oh, what should I get a guy? What should I get him this? Or what should I get him... Da, 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 da. I'm not saying that we get you the best gifts. Yeah, I'm not saying that. But there's still thought that goes into it.
Right.
I remember when I was working at Victoria's Secret. Remember, me and Nikki used to work at Victoria's Secret, mm-hmm. if you don't know. And I remember this girl was putting in mad shifts, so she could buy her boyfriend a watch. She's a better man than
like
me.
I remember this.
I don't even know.
I feel like I remember.
Probably.
These.
She buy her man a watch. Yeah. She better than me because I'm not putting in mad shift. If I'm putting in mad shift, it's because I was trying to buy me a new
lace or wig.
Yeah, or something.
Something. You know what I mean? It wasn't, it's not to
go on me, not on somebody else.
Not somebody else. Uh-huh. But I'm just saying, like, women go hard.
And we were all very young and,
we were young,
and in the same age bracket when we worked in
VS. Yeah.
So I don't know who was breaking her back.
Yeah.
There was a girl that used to work there, This girl, right, used to work in another store in the same shopping center, come up and work at VS, and her man had no job.
Really?
Stupidness. Because that's what he's giving me. Absolute stupidness.
Oh my God.
And apparently I heard at her leaving do, when the guy rocked
they
up.
They did a leaving do for her?
I don't know why. They did it in Nando's, allegedly.
Really?
I didn't attend.
I didn't get a leaving do. I got escorted off the premises. I came in with red hair. Do you remember that?
You told me. She said she quit.
I was in my, I don't really, actually, I was going to compare it to a pop star, but I said we all need to stop doing that.
Nah.
I was in my mad era. It was my, you know, when man will like destroy you. I was in my mad era. I literally came to work with natural hair, bright red hair, and just like put it in a ponytail. Anyway, continue.
Nah, here's the thing. We put in all this work, all this thought just to please them, and you're not getting nothing back.
Yeah.
Like, that's ridiculous. Please. This dilemma is pissing me off because I've never heard of this. I'm going to spend it with my boys and I'll take you out the next day.
Yeah. Huh? No.
That's code.
It is code.
But I don't respect.
I don't respect at all.
God.
Yeah. And if he doesn't respect you, respect yourself. It's
exactly.
Okay. You've got enough.
If he does it, I hope you're not there on the 15th.
Honestly, please bounce. Like, what the hell? I don't care if he even buys you stuff and sends it to your house on the 14th. Do not spend time with him. Like, because come on, you have to know what's up. And if you're spending it with these boys, FaceTime him from the whole day, from morning to night. I'm joking, don't do that. I'm joking, don't waste your time. Come to the live show.
Come to the live show.
He wants to be with his boys? Fine, come to the live
and
show.
You can meet some other boys.
You can meet some real boys. Yes. Big boys.
Yes.
Big boys. How is Renee's song? I know big boys like big toys. Why, oi. How's
that? How's that voice?
Renee.
Do you know what? Yeah.
I love Renee.
Yeah,
she's actually she's a problematic fave. She is. But
oh
yeah.
My God.
For real. I mean, I'm trying to think of other days, like other things to do on Valentine's Day. One of my other favorite Valentine's Day times that I had was going to Salsa with an ex. That was a really good time that we spent together.
Yeah, trying something new together.
Yeah, we went bar salsa. I had two left feet. And it was something that he did out of his comfort zone as well. Oh. Yeah, I was just like, yeah, you know. But this is after he was trying to get me back when he knew I was... You know when a guy knows that you're starting to drift off?
Yeah.
Or when a guy knows
men
that...
Men hate that.
When they know that you're coming off them, that's when they start to get on thick.
It hurts
Ooh.
Them. I saw a clip on TikTok. I can't remember what show it was. But then the guy was like, women don't know how much power they have. I said, you bastards, you don't know how much power you have.
Yeah.
With the hold you have over us sometimes. Yeah. But then I guess the power is equal, but it's just demonstrated differently.
Differently, absolutely.
But then... Yeah, guys, sorry, you guys have to hold L's on that one.
You do.
Because our glow up, our post-breakup glow up is different. Men are shaking.
They are. Yeah. They say that girls will start, what will girls do? They will open up, a new business. They will start banging out gym. Mm-hmm. They will do this, that, and the third.
And you know when they open the new business or they start going gym, that's the testimony.
It
guys,
is.
I was in such a bad relationship
oh
after
my God.
That breakup.
It
I
really
took
is.
Myself seriously and bam.
But a lot of the best work does come from heartbreak, though. I feel like a lot of, like, great work, because, I mean, look at Adele's album, for example.
Honestly. And to be honest, when I wanted to start presenting, I had the idea from years before.
Yeah.
After I got out of one messy breakup, I said, listen, let me go and do me.
Yeah.
Let me not sit and wait around from somebody.
Don't wait around
because
for anyone.
We're just here thinking of love, and they're thinking of the streets.
They're thinking of the streets. So you too, you think of the streets as well.
Huh.
Think of the streets. Don't let them rob your good years, child. Well, every year is a good year, but yeah,
for real.
But honestly, guys, we want to see you at the live show.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not there,
that's your business.
But don't be telling me, oh, you listen to the show when you see me in person. Oh, I listen. Were you at the show, though?
Exactly.
Were you at the show, though?
Nobody should come and say nothing.
Nothing.
Those of you that will be hiding when they see you publicly, they're like, oh, that's that one from... Come to the show. And greet us.
Honestly, it's going to be such a fun evening. I'm just excited thinking about it. Yeah. I think I have a dress now that I think about it, actually. I have a dress.
I don't have anything.
It's like a...
burgundy dress, which is kind of like red, I guess.
I can imagine myself doing a last minute run to Westfields.
Westfields, be it
which
though.
I'm trying to avoid. House of CB. I want to have it.
House of CB. Yeah. Ooh.
There's a dress on ASOS that I like, but it's out of stock.
Oh no.
I put my back in stock notification in, but yeah. It's been like over a week.
Sometimes the notifications don't be notification. You have to put the link in your notes and click it every 2 hours.
But do you know when they come back in stock?
When?
At 4 o'clock in the morning.
4 o'clock in the morning. That's when dresses, they put dresses.
Listen,
on the site.
I will get the notification and then you'll be like, oh, this is back in stock. I've ordered something from ASOS at like 3 o'clock only because I got up to go to the toilet. I came to check the time. Oh, whatever it was. I think it was even a bag.
Yeah.
I quickly just got it then. 3 o'clock really? In the morning, things will be coming back in stock.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that's how it works. Me, I just put things in my notes and I click it every 2 hours because I don't trust them. I'm just like, you are asking for my email address to sign me up to your emailing list. And I have no qualms with that. But I just believe by the time you send out that email,
yeah,
5,100 people will have reached it before me.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that on that.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, guys, as you can see, there's effort going in here.
There's a lot of effort there's going in. There's a lot of effort. We can't wait. Honestly.
I was trying to pick my makeup look from the MUA's page. There's just so much to choose from.
Oh, I need to find an MUA because I don't know what I'm going to do. But I feel like MUA is going to be highly booked on February 14th.
That's why I booked mine. Do you remember when I messaged you? That's why I booked mine from early. But with this one, I have to go to her. She won't travel out.
Really?
I tried to get her to come to the venue.
Oh, really?
She said no, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Only because of her availability that day. She said, yeah.
And I can't believe this is just giving me a headache, honestly. This is what we are going through. Yeah, the guys. Planning that yeah. We are going through.
I know.
Do you think you'll be going home with anyone?
I don't know.
You said you were going to invite your bae.
Do you know what? I will invite him.
You will?
I will.
Invite him.
Do you know what?
Invite, text him right now. Text him right now and get that pussy clean.
And imagine if he comes and somebody like goes, oh, Nikki, you see that guy that you said? I'll be like, yay.
Keep quiet. Keep quiet. Is he here? Is he here?
Are we having an after party or anything?
After party? Yeah, I want to go home and collect penis.
To be honest, your bad is here. I don't think you.
I want to go and collect penis, please. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so. But honestly, that's all the time we have for today. We know this last half was a quick, short one, but we hope you enjoyed it. Me and Nikki are going to run to VAPS.
Yeah, because I'm
hungry.
To be honest,
I'm hungry. Mm-hmm. I'm hungry. Hungry, hungry, hungry. But anyway, make sure you send us your dilemmas for the following week. Send it to simplyonly.com/ask or laidbearpodcast@gmail.com. My little mini series will be out on Instagram, so go give it a watch, guys, and tell me what you think about it. Tell me if you like the content, if you don't. I like when I get feedback because it lets me know like what I should be doing and what I should probably try and stay away from. Mm. But yeah. Anyway, you know where to catch me on all socials at Oloni.
I'm on Instagram at @SoNikki_.
And we will see you next week. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.